In a shock move, Mairead McGuinness has pulled out of the race to be Ireland's next president. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to this emergency edition of the podcast, because literally in the last half an hour before we are recording, some breaking news landed, and that was that Mairead McGuinness, the Fine Gael nominee, she was set to be confirmed later on this year in September. In fact, she has pulled out of the race for the presidency. And of course, this comes on the same day that we launched a separate podcast this morning talking about, could the presidency be a two-horse race between Mairead McGuinness and Catherine Connolly? And of all the obstacles to that, I did not think it would be that Mairead McGuinness would be pulling out. She issued a statement just around 4 o'clock on Thursday, and it said the following. She said it made the difficult decision to withdraw her name as the Fine Gael nominee for the presidential election, and it follows a stay in hospital last week. Her priority is now her health, and that given the election is in a short couple of months, she does not believe she has the strength to give the campaign her all. She said she's taking the decision on medical advice, and while it is extremely difficult, it is the right decision for her and her family. She appreciates it will come as a shock and disappointment to party members and colleagues in Fine Gael, but our political family is strong, she says, and that she's spoken to Simon Harris, thanking him for his support and understanding, and then appeals for privacy in the time ahead. So look, first thing, it's obviously a huge political shock, but the most important thing is just to wish Mairead McGuinness well. Regular listeners to this podcast will know I've been through my own health challenges in recent years, and it is a difficult thing to face, but it must be an especially difficult thing for someone who has wanted the presidency for so long, who wanted to be a candidate as far back as 2011, who's had quite a distinguished political career since then, being an MEP, European Commissioner as well, and was the favourite to win this campaign in pretty much every poll that has been conducted over the last few months. It must be very difficult on a career level to have to pull back from something that was a goal for so long and which was potentially within reach. But then also, like, whatever the news is, we don't know what health issue it is that Mairead McGuinness has. There's a very strong argument we're not entitled to know. Everyone is entitled to their privacy with that. It sounds serious from the press release and from the statement from Simon Harris that I'll read you in a minute. There's no getting away from that. But you just hope that it is something that is manageable, that she will get over quickly and perhaps either return to public life or be able to return to full health herself. You'd wish the best to Mairead McGuinness, wish the best to her family as well, I suppose, within and without of politics, her close family most importantly. Simon Harris has issued a statement in the last little while. He said that she's made an incredible contribution to public life, both in Ireland and in Europe. And it was his view and Fine Gael's view that many people across Ireland thought Mairead McGuinness would make an excellent president. Her health will now not allow this, and what it comes to is an awful shock. She's a valued member of the Fine Gael family, and it's essential she now prioritises her health. He went on to say that the Executive Council of Fine Gael is going to meet in the coming days now to decide what their future will be with regards to the presidential election. Other statements in, Martin Hayden, who was the director of elections, is the director of elections to the presidential campaign. He wanted to acknowledge and pay tribute to Mairead McGuinness for serving Fine Gael and Ireland with distinction in her public life. And literally, my inbox has just landed another statement from Minister Helen McEntee, who said that she is sorry Mairead McGuinness has had to withdraw as Fine Gael's candidate for president of Ireland, but it's absolutely essential she puts her health first. Mairead has given huge service to our country and to her constituents. As an MEP and European Commissioner, she's done our country proud, and that she wishes Mairead, Tom, James, Orla, Áine, Cathal and their family the well over the coming weeks and months. So that is the bombshell. That is the bombshell that will change the presidential election. And moving beyond Mairead McGuinness's own personal situation, it really does blow the race wide open. Catherine Connolly is now the only candidate who is confirmed to have enough support on the ballot. But the question for Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin in particular over the last little while, when they have been considering what to do and whether or not they will put a candidate in the field, they have been comparing everyone they might run through the prism of, can you beat Mairead McGuinness? Because she was such an overwhelming favourite to win this, that she was 29-30+% of the poll, whereas Catherine Connolly was coming in around 22%. It I think, pretty much eliminates the chance that there would be any sort of a head-to-head. I think now you are going to see Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin contest this election because it has become more winnable from their point of view. And the text I've got most, actually, in the hour or, you know, coming up to an hour since this news broke, has been to say, is this the ripe time now for Mary Lou McDonald to enter the field, to confirm that she will run for the presidency and make herself the overwhelming favourite? I think if she runs, she has a fantastic chance of winning. The question, and we've raised this on the podcast before, does she want this office over the Taoiseachship? Could she ever be Taoiseach, given the way the last two elections have gone? There's not really anyone else I see among the Sinn Féin ranks who would have a chance of winning this. So it's a very big, political futures may hinge on this announcement today. As for Fianna Fáil, I think Micheál Martin hasn't necessarily found, or at least hasn't made public, someone that he would be happy to have in the race. All the names you've heard so far, Mary Hanafin, Bertie O'Hearn, Peter Power, I don't think he wants them. I just don't think they are Micheál Martin's Fianna Fáil candidate. But the centre-right vote in this election has just been blown off the pitch. It's gone. At least it's gone from Mairead McGuinness. So it is, it's interesting to see what Fianna Fáil will do. As regards to Fine Gael, they will still feel the candidate. There's no doubt about that. Who might that candidate be? Sean Kelly certainly would be a potential runner. The MEP, his name was thrown about before Mairead McGuinness was confirmed as the sole nominee. He decided not to put his name forward. Francis Fitzgerald similarly didn't put forward to contest this, will now, I imagine, think about it. And Heather Humphreys is the other name that comes immediately to mind, the former deputy Fine Gael leader. Now, she's had her own health issues toward the end of the last Dáil term, so maybe that rules her out. But we will see over the next few days. Certainly this presidential election just got an awful lot more interesting. Okay, that's it for this emergency podcast. I would still say listen to the one we did earlier today, because there's some really interesting historical stuff about when there was a head-to-head presidential election, almost US style, even though some of it obviously is now going to be out of date given that Mairead McGuinness is gone from this campaign. All right, plenty more coverage on this as it unfolds on News Talk. I've been Sean Defoe. This is Let Me Explain. I'll chat to you soon.